Great one, we come because we know we have a hearing in your presence. You are the God of all flesh. You are the Father of all spirit. And it is written that unto thee that answers prayer shall all flesh come. We draw near with sincerity of heart, that we, O God, might seek your face, that we, O God, may provoke your righteous right hand that establishes justice, that upholds righteousness, that manifests equity, justice, and judgment. For corruption has overtaken us. The octopus of iniquity has changed our white garments. And this day, O God, we come to you for mercy, that your eyes might look upon us, that you might have mercy upon us. We stand under the covering of your blood this day, that you might see us through your blood that speaketh better things, much more than the blood of Abel. That by this blood your heart might be touched, even at this critical moment, where the heart is sick, the whole body is faint, there are sores that have not been bound, has not been anointed with oil, sores that have not been bound at all. And the daughter of Zion is like a garden of cucumbers. It's like a besieged city, like a city that has no gate, a land without walls. And strangers have come into our midst. Darkness has become an inhabitant in our land. Righteousness has been uprooted from amidst us. And he that speaketh the truth maketh himself a prey. Arise, O God, for justice faileth, for judgment is trampled underfoot. But you said, you the Lord of Sabaoth, you did not forget to leave unto yourself a seed, unto yourself a little remnant, unto yourself a little people that have decided to stand erect when the entire people have bowed themselves to the image of Baal. It's on the ground of your mercy that we stand to make proclamations, that you may have pity upon our land. For we acknowledge that the season for change, as you have revealed unto us, has come. But darkness has gone ahead, and the great among our giants have been starved and poisoned. We look to you to be our strength. We look to you to be our wisdom. We look to you to be our salvation. For thine is the power. Only you have power. And only such as you have given the grace to stay in power can survive the heat. This day we ask, O God, that the scepter that is in thy righteous right hand be stretched. Let that scepter be stretched. For the counsel of Ahithophel has plagued us. The errors among our people has made us weak, and our paralysis has been exposed. The enemy does not quantify us for much at the moment, but you are our God. And at this critical moment, we turn to you. Let that scepter be stretched. For many authorities have spoken boastfully. Many have said that this is my river. Many have said that this is my inheritance. And even if God dwells in heaven, he has no knowledge in him. For this reason, Lord, we cry, not on the strength of the righteousness that we have, but that your name has been trampled underfoot. And we provoke your jealousy. We provoke your jealousy. We provoke your jealousy that you step into the terrain by an outstretched arm, by a strong hand, by signs and wonders, by wisdom ancient, by power fiery, by judgment, by by death and by pestilence. Arise and let your enemies be scattered. Let sword, O God, for the sword be taken by the sword. Let sword for pestilence be taken by pestilence. Let sword, O God, for judgment be cut off. But by all means, we cry that in this season, let righteousness spring forth like a tender plant. Let justice be figured again in the land. Let equity. For many people, Lord, have been sidelined. Powers have sidelined them. Even those that you have anointed for this time, those that you have chosen for this time, have been cut off from the place that you have planted them. And there is none that can cry. There is none that will remember that this time you have ordained for restoration, because the cry of your people has ascended to you. Father, when everything fails, we know that you cannot fail. And we are not tired of knocking on your door. We are not tired because we do not have any option. Only the hills can bring help to us right now. And so we cry, O God, to the sanctuary that is above. We cry, O God, to the altar that bears the incense of our prayer. We cry, O God, that you will send us help from heaven. Send us help. Grant, O God, that the feet that is lame will be helped, that it may not be dislocated. Grant, O God, that the hands that hang down will be healed. Grant, O God, that the crooked paths will be made straight, so that we can follow peace with all men and holiness. It is written in your holy law that when the trumpet was blasted, angels went and stood in the four winds of the earth, that no wind should blow upon any green tree, no tempest should blow upon the rivers. You made the entire earth to stand still, and you showed man the futility of his confidence. Right now, we turn this battle over into the spirit. Let fiery cherubs of glory begin to come into this vicinity. Let fiery cherubs of glory be released, and let them be mounted at the four winds. Let the four winds be halted, that no influence of darkness will be allowed to subdue any further. We speak strength upon this land. We speak strength upon this state. Those ones that have been pierced in the heart. Right now, as we call upon your name, let healing incense descend from heaven. Let confidence be restored. Let hope again be captured within the spirits of men. Oh God, right now, send help from heaven. Send help from heaven. Send help. 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 That angels be dispatched and spread the cloak of confidence, the cloak of hope, upon the length and the breadth of this state. That men may arise again and believe in that change that you spoke about. Believe in that transformation that is coming. Cause faith to be imparted again. Let the weak at this moment say, I am strong. Let the poor at this moment say, I am rich. Let them that have beat their swords into plowshares to go back to the farms to farm, to go back to what they were doing before. Let them beat them back to weapons of war. Now at this final moment, do something sudden. Let the wisdom of the mighty be confounded. Let the counsel of Ahithophel come to nothing. In the name of Jesus Christ. I see a bowl of blood. That blood has been crying against this land. And I see, oh my God, Sayelaman, Rabaka Satamonda Kapula Skelamia, Sebarante Moskalayema. Friends, we need more incense, more incense, more incense, more incense. We need to mobilize angelic activity through incense. I just want you to lift up your voice and just begin to pray. Just begin to pray. Just begin to pray. Begin to pray. Sile Malada Baskadama Yena Mala Maradana Sile Wolina Braska Mama. Saburina, Saburina, Mama. Eh, Abaya, Lelabe, Lelabe, Lascabria, Nemanaya, Wulus, and Abinea, Mamu. Sayesina, Bolana, Barela, Basima, Wusana, Wusana, Wusana. Lailakea Mama Renaske Danena Wuhurina Wuhururu Sana Zaye 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 Radamasome Mabene Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Your enemies are many. Your enemies are strong. Awake. Awake. Awake, O strength of God. Awake. Awake. Laela. Laela. Laela ma. Laela marakadema. Awake. Awake. Awake, O strength of God. Awake, O power of God. Awake, 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 awake. Oh, Senayene, Nina Namu, Nina Debu, Iae, 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 Sine Ayana na 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 mamosa de na na. So many have fallen, oh God. So many have been cut off. Blood has been spilled. Sacrilege has been committed. The land has been polluted. Strangers have come in. Incense. Strange fire have been offered. Send us help. 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 Urobele iagena. Urobele iagena. Salela la boborie. Help from heaven. Help, oh God. Send us help. Let the fiery angels of glory, the great cherubs of the spirit, the war angels of glory, after the order of Michael, after the order of Gabriel, Lord, by signs and
wonders, by an outstretched hammer, by thunder, by fire, by judgment. Lord, come, come.
Lord, let the wild wind from your presence, the wild wind of the Spirit, that wild wind that took up Elijah, that wild wind, let it come, let it come, let it come, let it come. Everything that you have not planted, let it be taken out, let it be taken out. Alleluia. Oh, alleluia, baranana baskalana, zola, zola, ba ba ba, ah, ayana, ayana na, ayana na na, sanana bu. We plead the blood of Jesus. 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 I command the gates to open right now by the blood of Jesus. I command that gate to open by the blood of Jesus. Alleluia. Haila Maria. Salamas Cobrian and Amasadebo. Maranamas Cambrada Basabere. Maria la Brada Babosada. Oh, so, so, Lord, it is written that in that day that you brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, the Bible says that you kept vigil. You kept vigil. It took all night. It took all night. So the fire was there all night. The cloud was there all night. Lord, we pray tonight that you will stand for us all night. All night. All night. That the fire will burn all night. That the cloud won't be cast all night. But by all means, bring deliverance. By all means, bring salvation. By all means, set us free. Set us free. Oh, Samarana. Samarana. Zebrante managaske manimo. Manemananai lalai. Amaladea, maladea, namaskadera, nana, sina, mainadula, male, maladea, ayena maskana, It is our jurisdiction to ensure that the noise of violence, the noise of wasting and worrying be not heard in our borders. Lord God, Lord God,
Lord God. The enemy, Lord, has gotten the involvement of our adversaries to put an end to our days. But we call upon you. We call upon you. Because there is no end to your power. There is no end to your power. We cut off violence. We cut off violence. We cut it off. We cut it off. Let there be confusion. Let there be confusion. We set confusion in the camp of the enemy. Lord, every king that have made himself king, that you have not made king in this land, put such to shame, put such to shame, put them to shame, put them to shame, put them to shame, let them go naked. We thank you, Lord. 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 Shanana namoro. Shanana nabosana. Shanana naboskina. Shanana namazuri. We give you praise, we give you glory. We give you praise, we give you glory. We give you praise, we give you glory. Lord, let all the angels be stationed. Let all the angels be stationed. We thank you. The Bible says that you disappointed the crafty so that their hands can no longer perform their enterprise. A day comes where a wicked man loses the skill to be wicked. A day comes when a man like Haman is held up on the other side of the pendulum, where the same gallows that he erects becomes his dying place. That's what we call terrible things in righteousness. The way this battle is going is as if Haman may die at the end of the day.
Let righteousness, justice, judgment and equity spring forth from the land. Because we have, our civilization is evolving. And the evolution of our civilization has brought us to a point where equity is no longer an issue. Justice is no longer an issue. Judgment is thrown out the back door. That kind of existence is a scary kind of existence that has no reference. It has no reference. It's just like the pilot says the radar stops working. That's not a good plane to be in when the radar is not working. That's the kind of civilization that is coming, and the devil wants to establish it for it to become a norm. But righteousness must spring forth. Justice must come. Equity must find expression. For in these things, in them, can the will of God be figured. In them. But I know, it may not be in the normal way, but by terrible things in righteousness, God will keep overturning the tables until the right alignment is achieved. That will, it will continue. Because a point comes when the devil walking through a man makes him call himself a god. And at that point, he must be slain. He is more creature at that point than man. See, he's more creature than man.